she leaves.
Oh, no, sir, I'll put her name.
Oh, just a moment. We've got, just a, if I could, without objection, we have some folks here from the CBBD, and without objection, I'd like to move to item F-13. Is there any objection?
No.
Okay. So, with that in consent, Sharon, would you read item Foxtrot 13, please?
Discussion of CBBD employee benefit package.
Okay, thank you. What this is you have before you is one option that staff is considering. One of the challenges the Convention Visitors Bureau is having is they're trying to bring on staff starting October 15th with an executive director, which is currently being advertised. And one of the challenges with that is as they're interviewing and recruiting for this position, one of the necessary questions that's going to come up is, so what is the salary and benefit package? They can answer the question on the salary, but on the benefit package, they don't have anything established at this point. So we're exploring two types of options for this. One is to go to the private sector for some sort of a bundled package of benefits. We met with ADP this afternoon, and we're going to look at a few other options as well to go down that path so that the CBBD would just provide the benefit package, you know, based on their budget for their personnel. That may or may not be feasible, being that their group size is 3. Potentially, you know, even from the long-term standpoint, it's 3, immediately be 1 to 2 employees, and they intend to keep it that way. The other option that I've thrown out there is a suggestion that I need to bring before council before it becomes something we'll explore even further into a contract form, is to do an intergovernmental a contract between the CBBD and the City of Dunwoody, where we would formally hire the 2 employees that they would have. We would do a contract for services where they would then hire, manage, handle, you know, those employees, house them, provide them with all that they need, but formally they would be an employee of the city and then be eligible for our benefit package. They would pay us in full for the full 100% cost of our benefit package, either in advance or in arrears, however it's established, and that and the payments from those benefits would terminate upon the termination of that employee. And city attorney staff has advised me that we can draw up a contract that would accomplish what I've just described, but also include some elements for indemnity so that we would eliminate our liability so that if that person, say, for example, was unfairly terminated and discriminated against, that all the claims would be handled by the CBBD and not the city, and that just leaving it up to the lawyers to figure out how to write properly. But that would be something that I think would be necessary if we were to go down this route. The preference, I think, for the CBBD and for the city is not to do this arrangement, but we're coming up on October 15th faster and faster, and the options so far have been between slim and none to be able to establish the appropriate benefit package. So we're still working through a number of different options for that, but what I want to do is get some feedback from y'all so that if we need to go for this option, as they get closer to hiring an executive director, we would spend the staff time to prepare the necessary contracts.
I guess my point is, if there's any way to facilitate, you know, whatever it takes to get those folks on our group package, however we attach that, you know, get those rates, I think that's the preferable thing. Because a small group like that, they're going to pick the nose, and it's going to blow a lot of budget out the window. Whereas they get on our employee rates or some, if there's some way to facilitate that without making them employees, I don't know if that's case, but
they can't take advantage of our group without being employees in the city.
Okay. I guess, you know, what does the CBB ask for? To get on our group rates, or what are they comfortable with?
I guess I'll let them speak for themselves as to what their preferences, but I think we're still exploring both options.
Brian, you want to step in? Everybody, this is Brian Tate. He's the vice chair of the CBBD.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to, and by the way, as part of being vice chairman of the CBBD, you also get to be chairman of the personnel committee. Whoever wrote the bylaws for that, thank you for putting those two together. I'd like to thank the city and specifically Warren and his staff for the excellent support that the CBB of Dunwoody is getting from the city. It's really very reassuring that the entire board has been very pleased with the support we're getting. And as Warren said, we are at a point now where we've advertised on the city website and getting ready to put some of these position description in various internet publications, industry publications. Ideally, we would have our own employee package, benefit package, but it's like Warren said, it's at startup. So formally, the board has not requested one choice or another. We have a board meeting in about 2 weeks where we're going to talk about this. But anxious as we are to get the executive director in place to begin really doing some strong marketing, it is a question as to how you begin to interview and hire someone without being able to describe what that looks like.
I'm going to be very supportive of us doing that, provided that we can absolutely make sure that the city's not liable for the actions that may come up and we have control over.
You can't. So you can't have. It could be done. Should be able to be done. There's no way you can say absolutely.
Yeah,
we
look at as long as there's lawyers out there,
maybe a king installed in that.
How about pretty absolutely?
It should be doable.
And we thought about the possibility, we've got us as one source, has got 75 or so people on payroll, we've got a group that size, and we thought about potentially maybe making it an employee in one of the hotel chains that would have a bigger group than us. The same kind of program.
We have not thought about a specific hotel chain. The purpose of the meeting today with ADP was to see if they have provision for leasing employees so that we could deal directly with them. Unfortunately, their minimum for that particular resource is 10 employees. So, and as we talked earlier, right now we're trying to hire an executive director and then maybe a marketing person after that and maybe an administrative person down the road. So really, as far as we can see for the next 6 to 9 months, we're really looking at maybe 3 employees.
So are you looking at doing this with a long pull or just to kind of have a package that you can present to them that's already been defined?
I would only be able to give you my opinion on that and the chairman's opinion because we met today and we discussed that issue. I think for myself, I would prefer to see if the city were to help us, it would be a short-term situation. There are some challenges that come with that because as a small entity, our benefit package is probably not going to be the same as the benefit package the city has. So, if we were to go down this route, then trying to change the benefit package down the road, one way or the other, might become a challenge. So there's a lot of things to think about. I think at this point, my personal preference would be to see if we can find some benefits out there that we can incorporate ourselves. But it is difficult, as Warren says, to be able to interview. We've already gotten some applications. We have Ms. Roma that's helping us with screening the applicants, reviewing job descriptions, helping us put together an accurate position description for the person that we're looking for. And it's really difficult to sort of talk about hiring somebody without being able to describe what kind of benefit plan you're going to have.
Well, I'd be supportive of us providing that coverage for you. Short pull, quickly, and not so perfect identification. Just to get you kicked off.
I guess the question for Warren is there they do the same level of benefits, because like our police is a large number of our employees, they have a pretty outstanding benefits package. Is there a possibility with our insurance to go to a level B or step down?
We've looked at that option. There's consideration on that is I think we can do that. I think the only sticking point is going to be health insurance, and I think that's going to be have to offer at the same level as the other employees. And then beyond that, though, I don't believe that they're going to be required to make the same contributions for retirement and other. So I think we can kind of ratchet down the benefit package for most elements, except for health insurance, which is obviously the most costly of the sluice. So I think we can make it workable.
My just opinion is, of course, I agree with Brian that, if they could work it out themselves, I think they would prefer to do that. But that may not be feasible in this case. And, the CBB is, their next meeting is 8 days prior to the date they hope to have someone in place. Because they're looking at, as you all know, giving the 90-day notice to the county so that they can take it over. And you're talking $65,000 to $75,000 every month that that we stay with the county that's going into the county coffer and not coming into our coffer. So that's one of the things we're looking at. But the only question, the big question I've got is the liability. And do we know of anybody, Warren, you've been around a lot, has you ever seen an arrangement like this before?
Yes, I would say the one, I've done this once before, for Marriott Museum of History, to hire the executive director, museum director, for that, and that's exactly the way it worked, is that the city, established the board for the Marriott Museum of History, hired its director, and then all of its direction was coming from that board, so on a small scale, it does work. I think the city of Griffin did it as well, but they did it a little bit the wrong way and ended up having to dismantle that because they were paying directly out of the hotel, not passing along to the CBB first. But that's contactable.
Okay, thank you very much, Brian. Thank you. City's going to be supportive. I can see that. Again, I share Danny's concern about the liability aspect of it. And I'm looking at
there is case law out there.
Meeting on the 7th, and our next meeting after will be on the 13th right after that.
Brian.
Oh, John, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to just ask, have we explored all options? Okay. Has our contractors, is there any way that our administrative staff or our contracts can possibly add them in to their benefit package? I'm trying to think of what other connections do we have.
I think it... I don't know. I mean, we haven't asked them to do that. They haven't volunteered. I think we're the logical choice in that we have got a real connection with the CBBD and we've got an interest in seeing them succeed. I think we are aggressively pursuing other options, including Brian was like, we're going to be setting up a meeting with them and the staff and a couple other private sector options that do this kind of work. And we're hoping... The preference on both sides is not to do this, but what I'd like to do is at least get the legal work done, get the contract on the ready, and then have that for your meeting. The issue that we've got is that really you can't wait that long, so it's really going to be the 28th is the date for this month, and we're going to have to take a look at this and see kind of where we are on the 28th and decide whether to go or not go. Again, you can sign the contract and then terminate it as well. But I think they're getting to the point where in the next 2 weeks they're going to be starting to interview folks, and they don't want to lose a good candidate over this issue.
I guess you're asking for direction to go ahead and start that work to establish that safety net. So if these other things fall out and don't work, we've got the mechanism.
Yeah, and it gives the CBBD the knowledge that and the comfort that at least there might be another option to kind of fall back into as well. So that's basically it, is just directing me and Brian
to draft it all we can.
I would caution Brian, once you get into this program, the Cadillac program, do you really want to get into a program where you have to maybe cut back at some point in the future benefits that you're offering? That's something I think that you're going to have to do.
I think the other thing we're going to look carefully at just to that point is, out of the entirety of the benefit package, which ones are kind of required to be at the same level and which ones could be lowered, and then I've got to talk with the legal staff about is that discriminatory in some way if they're, both our employees and we're giving them different benefit packages? So we're going to talk to
them. Before they make that choice.
Right, and they can do it by contract. So there's a lot of things we're going to look at, and we'll just work on that over the course of this week.
Okay, so where we are on this is that, Brian, I presume you and Brad and whoever else is on the personnel committee are going to be meeting and coming back with some type of... option one, option two, or where you would like to proceed.
Yes, we are. That's our plan to to see what kind of volume of resumes we get, what the quality and caliber of the applicants are, and then we'll have a better sense as to what we're really looking at. And certainly we're staying in close contact with the city manager, and we have a number of things on our table right now, but hiring this executive director is pretty high on the list. Obviously, dealing with the county is high on the list, and so we have a regularly scheduled board meeting coming up on October the 7th, and it's quite possible and most probable that we'll have an interim meeting to deal with some of these other issues.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian and Lenny, along these lines, we're going to rely heavily upon what you tell us.
It can be done.
Where we are on the legal status of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that all for item F13? Thank you, everyone.